الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Aqa, the peace of our hearts and minds, the seal of prophethood, the coolness of our eyes, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites salawat 100 times upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire, and will keep him with the shuhada on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, in a summary of a hadith, our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that the actions are judged based on the intention. And in the summary of another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And also, the more good intentions that one makes is the more blessings and rewards one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila. I will sit and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. And I will sit and watch the silsila only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us make the good intention that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever I learn, I will practice upon it, and I will teach it to the others as well. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a summary of the hadith, that preach upon me, even if it is only one ayah. So whatever we learn today, let's make the good intention that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I will practice upon it and I will teach it to the others as well. And let us make a good intention that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is been mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba, marhaba. Welcome, welcome to today's episode. Alhamdulillah, we are doing series on the topic that is titled The Pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And under the topic of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, today one subject that we are going to be discussing is a topic regarding Salah. For Salah is also among the deeds and practices and actions that one must perform only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal is punctual with his Salah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with that servant. And when a servant performs Salah only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with that servant. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in a hadith sharif, "Bunya al-Islamu ala khamsin." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that Islam is built upon five foundations, meaning there are five bunyat of Islam. And the first one is to testify that there is no God besides the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And also to bear witness that Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed a messenger of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second pillar of Islam is wa iqam as-salah, to establish salah. Meaning after the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and after testifying to the prophethood of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the secondary thing of importance is wa iqam as-salah, to establish salah. Then the hadith continues where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says wa ita'i zakah, and to give zakah, and to perform hajj, wa sawm ramadan, and to fast in the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, meaning salah is among the fundamental pillars of the deen of Islam. And if you study the Quran in Majid, you'll find that all the previous Anbiya alayhimus salam, all the previous prophets of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, all the previous messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down for guidance of mankind, they all established salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state in the Quran in Majid, when the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala lisani Ibrahim Khalil alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state in the Quran in Majid, Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he makes the dua to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And what is the dua? He says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, make me a person who establishes his salah. Wallah, make me among those who establish their salah. Subhanallah. This is a dua of Khalilullah. This is a dua of a Nabi of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That, O Allah Azza wa Jal, make me among those who establish their salah. And the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he loves this dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to the extent that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this dua in the Quran in Majid. Subhanallah. Allah loved it to such an extent that this dua became part and parcel of the Quran in Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he used to command his household to offer and to perform their salah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, this was the tarbiyat that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam used to give to his household. This was the tarbiyat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam used to give to his blessed wives. This was the tarbiyat that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam used to give to his blessed children. He used to command them to establish their salah. And today, many of us are very negligent of this practice, whereby at times we as parents, alhamdulillah, we establish our salah. But at times we do not worry as to whether our children do offer their salah or they do not offer their salah. At times we are not concerned or worried whether our wives offer their salah or do not offer their salah. A true Muslim is he who is concerned about his household. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid, that save yourself and your family members from the fire of hell. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in the hadith sharif that kullukum ra'in. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you are all shepherds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question you regarding your flock. Subhanallah. So it is not only to save yourself, but you have to have that fikr. You have to have concern regarding your children. You have to have concern regarding your wife. And make sure that each and every one of them establish salah. In fact, you have to have concern of the entire village. You have to have concern regarding your entire township. And make sure that you try your level best to remind others regarding the importance of salah. That is why at the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is reported that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to go house to house, knocking on the doors, reminding others about the importance of salah. Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful mahal of Dawah Islami, this sunnah has been revived in the beautiful mahal of Dawah Islami. And alhamdulillah, the term of waking others up for Fajr Salah is called Sadai Madina, whereby people waking each other up for Salatul Fajr. The son of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab says that every day in the morning, my father would spend his night engaged in the worship and the ibadah of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And as soon as time for Fajr Salah used to commence, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to wake up his household so that they could all engage in the performance of their Salatul Fajr. Subhanallah. That was the beautiful Madani mahal, the beautiful environment in the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that at time of Fajr Salah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to wake up his household. He used to wake up his children. He used to wake his wife up so that they should all engage in the performance of Salatul Fajr. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, this has to be the environment in all of our homes. If you want to have barakah, you know, today many people complain that we are working so hard. We are earning so much money. We are putting so much effort into work. But we see no barakah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to have barakah in your home, if you want to have peace and tranquility in your house, then create an environment of salah in your home. Create a mahal, create an environment whereby there is sadaa e madina in your house. An environment whereby at the time of Salatul Fajr, everyone in your home is awake. and preparing themselves to establish their Salatul Fajr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this act of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to such an extent that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal praises him in the Quran Majid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he is to command his household to establish their salah. And also Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he is to command his household that they should give out their zakah. And وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he was pleased with his creator. He was pleased with his Rabb, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. وَعَمَرَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Qur'an Majid, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to perform salah. And the establishment of salah was one of the first commandments that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to establish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, O Musa alayhi salam, I am the Almighty Allah who is one. La ilaha illa. There is no God besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Fa'buduni and worship me. Wa aqim as-salata lidhikri. And establish salah for my remembrance. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadani channel, this was one of the first commands that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَعَمَرَ بِهَا كَذَلِكَ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also orders Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to establish salah. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا ضُمْتُ حَيَّةِ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to establish my salah and to pay my zakah for as long as I am alive. وَفِي وَصِيَّةِ لُقْمَانِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ لِإِبْنِهِ. Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam, he also gives a wasiyah to his children. And what is the wasiyah of Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam? Listen to the wasiyah of Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam to his son. He says to his son that, oh my son, establish salah. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadani channel, these are all the commands that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal gave to the previous Anbiya alayhim salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhim salam who established salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them in the Quran Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at times in the Quran Majid, some of the Anbiya that made dua to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to make them among those who established salah, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action to such an extent that this act and practice also becomes part and parcel of the Quran Majid. And also to understand the importance of salah. Salah was one of the first forms of worship that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal made compulsory upon the Muslims. Salah was compulsory upon the Muslims even before the Muslims migrated from Makkah tul Mukarrama to Madinah tul Munawwara. As we know in the history of Islam, there was a point in time whereby our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, due to the difficulties that they were faced with in Makkah tul Mukarrama, the Muslims had to make hijrah. They had to migrate from Makkah tul Mukarrama to Madinah tul Munawwara. And one of the first forms of worships that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had already made compulsory in Makkah tul Mukarrama even before migration was salah.
So this is to teach us the importance of salah. And also, farabatul ibadat kulluha fil ard. All other forms of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them compulsory in the world. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them all compulsory in the dunya. The commands of all the other forms of worship came down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on earth. But salah is such a unique form of worship that faradat salat wahdaha fi sama laylatul isra'i wal mi'raj. That salah became compulsory on the heavens. Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about salah. The hukum and the command of salah came when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the heavens, subhanallah. All the other forms of worship, the command came for them to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on earth. But salah is such a unique form of worship. Salah is such a unique form of ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was made compulsory when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the heavens, subhanallah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'rajun Nabi. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'rajun Nabi, it was a gift of salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in a hadith sharif that salah is coolness of my eyes. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadri channel, these are the words of our blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our blessed Habib says that ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah, that salah is the coolness of my eyes. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in a hadith sharif that he who performs his salah will be a form of light for him. Salah will be a form of proof and light for him. And najatan yawm al-qiyamah. And salah will be your success on the day of Qiyamah. And contrary to he who does not establish his salah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will punish him severely on the day of Qiyamah. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadri channel, may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who establish their salah and among those who perform their salah at its right time. In a hadith sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in describing the importance of salah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if you had a river that was flowing in front of your house, in a summary of a hadith, that if you had a river that was flowing in front of your house and you had a bath 5 times a day in that river, would there be any dirt left on you? The companions replied and said, no, Ya Rasulullah. Our blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is salah. Meaning when you perform your salah, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will wash away all your sins, and the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you with the reward of you entering into Jannatul Firdaus. And each salah that you perform is also expiation of the past sins. Sayyidina Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Sayyidina Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting with us when a muazzin came. Sayyidina Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu got some water and performed wudu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, I have seen The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing wudu in the same way. And I have heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the person who performs wudu the way I have performed this wudu and then offers zuhr salah, Allah azza wa jal forgives his sins. That is the sins which he committed between fajr salah and duhur salah. And when he offers asr salah, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his sins between Zuhr Salah and Asr Salah. And when he offers his Maghrib Salah, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his sins committed between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. And when he offers Isha Salah, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his sins committed between Maghrib Salah and Isha Salah. Then he may spend the whole night laying, and when he performs wudu after getting up to offer Fajr Salah, so his sins committed between Isha Salah and Fajr Salah are forgiven. And these are virtuous deeds which keep these evils away, subhanAllah. Meaning, in between the two Salahs, every time that you perform your wudu and perform your Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins that you committed in between the two Salahs. This is only the mercy of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. How fortunate are those who establish their five daily salah. As we, when you commence the silsila, I mentioned that salah is also among the pillars of the deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that, وَمَنْ أَقَامَهَا فَقَدْ أَقَامَ الدِّينَ. A person who establishes salah, he has indeed established his deen. And he who ignores and neglects his salah, for surely he has destroyed his religion. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who perform their five daily salah in jama'ah, among those who perform their salah on the time for the salah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.